Once upon a time, a daughter complained to her father that her life was miserable and that she didn't know how she was going to make it. She was tired of fighting and struggling all the time. It seemed just as one problem was solved, another one soon followed. Her father, a chef, took her into the kitchen. He filled 3 pots with water and placed them on a high fire. Once the 3 pots began to boil, he placed potatoes in 1 pot, eggs in a 2nd pot, and ground coffee beans in a 3rd pot. He then let them sit and boil without saying a word to his daughter. The daughter moaned and impatiently waited, wondering what he was doing. After 20 minutes, he turned off the burners. He took the potatoes out of the pot and placed them in a bowl. He pulled the eggs out and placed them in a bowl. He then ladled the coffee out and placed it in a cup. Turning to her, he asked, "Daughter, what do you see?" "Potatoes, eggs, and coffee," she hastily replied. "Look closer," he said, and touched the potatoes. She did and noted that they were soft. He then asked her to take an egg and break it. After pulling off the shell, she observed the hard-boiled egg. Finally, he asked her to sip the coffee. Its rich aroma brought a smile to her face. "Father, what does this mean?" she asked. He then explained that the potatoes, the egg, and the coffee beans had each faced the same adversity, the boiling water. However, each one reacted differently. The potato went in strong, hard, unrelenting, but in boiled water, it became soft and weak. The egg was fragile, with the thin outer shell protecting its liquid interior until it was put into the boiling water. Then inside, the egg became hard. However, the ground coffee beans were unique. After they were exposed to the boiling water, they changed the water and created something new. "Which are you?" he asked his daughter. When adversity knocks on your door, how do you respond? Are you a potato, an egg, or a coffee bean? If you're new to the Impact Secrets podcast show, welcome to the family. To my existing family, thank you for joining. On this podcast show, we discuss entrepreneurship, faith, marketing, and personal development. I am your humble host, ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks, it just simply means Ed. Now, pull up to the dinner table. I got some stories to tell. Today's topic, or episode, shall I say, is the undestructible mindset, indestructible mindset. So I took my time and I looked up the word indestructible because I knew that, you know, people are really starting to listen. So I have to make sure that now the things I used to say has to be on point and correct. And according to Webster, the definition of indestructible is incapable of being destroyed, ruined, or rendered ineffective. You see, family, the story that I read was brought to you by the Top 10 100 Motivational Stories by Mir Lazarus, or I'll just spell his last name, L-I-R-A-Z. A really good book. That's where I pull all my stories from. And the reason why I love this story and I wanted to talk to you, to the family, about this is because adversity is a unique, is really unique. I mean, when you look at what I said as far as being indestructible, you have to be able to be willing to push yourself through the adversity. A lot of times we find ourselves in a space where it just doesn't seem like it's going to change. Just like this story where the daughter felt like as she was getting out of one problem, she was walking right into another problem. It's a gospel song that one of my favorites that my mother used to sing to as well, and around the house, she said, it goes something like this. I'm not a vocalist, but if you work with me a little bit, I'm not going to sing it. I'm just going to state the words. Trouble don't last always. You see, the story of that is that you're going to have some trouble. You're going to have some challenges. But the unique thing about the trouble and the challenges is the uniqueness of the person that's in it. Because one person may look at it and say, why me? Why is this happening to me? Where the other one will say, okay, what am I supposed to learn out of this? How am I supposed to grow through this? And we're all human. I've had challenges and still to this day have challenges where you ask yourself, am I doing the right thing by continuing to keep going? I told you guys, family, that the only reason why I am where I am is, you know, first of all, through the grace of God, but also really just through being my availability, my unwillingness to give up. Even when I allegedly gave up, I kept coming back and kept coming back. Kobe said something I was listening to when I was working out today about his obsessiveness. He said that he got up faster than everyone else. And see, a lot of times if you don't understand what someone is saying, as far as the context, you will take it out of context and start taking and putting your own spin on it. But if you really listen to what he was saying, when he said, I just got up faster than everyone, he was just basically saying that, yeah, when I hit adversity, okay, cool. How do I feel? That's how I feel. All right. Now, what is the proper response? Okay, I don't know it. Well, I got to keep moving and I'll figure it out. Just that simple. I mean, it was just that simple. While everyone else was frustrated and wallowing, he went through his frustration period and allowed himself to understand the importance of the longer that I stay in this frustration and the longer I stay in this misery is the further I'm getting from my goal or my vision. And my goal is to win a championship. My vision is to be the best basketball player ever to play the game. So when I talk about the indestructible mindset, I talk about my focus is to tell you that you are going to get some bruises. You are going to, or as Les Brown talked about, either you can get into the game or you can sit on the bench. I prefer to get into the game and get the cuts and bruises than sit on the sideline and be safe. We talked about that in another podcast. So that's why I'm telling you, family, continue to push through the adversity. Continue to do your daily reading, your daily affirmations, because those things are extremely important. I do those things. After I finish this podcast, I'm going to read me 10 to 15 pages of something positive, and I'm going to listen to something, that 10 or 15 minutes that's positive. I'll probably play this back and listen to it because of the importance of when things come up against you, you have to have a tool set in place to respond to them. Because if you don't, the only thing that's going to happen is that you're going to continue to push you farther and further away from your dream and vision. And I don't want that for you. So have that indestructible mindset, have that belief of breaking every false belief that someone told you that you couldn't be, or something that you believe that allegedly that you think you are when you're bigger and you're better than whatever you believe you are. So you have to have that success mindset. So keep striving, keep fighting. And remember, there's no excuses. There's only results. No excuses, only results. I am your humble host, ED, for all you other people out there.